One of the main concerns from the tourism industry is that it's going to have a real negative effect on their industry, which is worth about $15 million annually. Do you think that we will see any sort of effect on the tourism industry in the Kimberley?
Look, I think that the price they're charging, $152 per individual, is quite high compared to other costs. For example, visiting Kosciuszko National Park costs $29 per car. So relative to other costs, it is quite expensive. And for tourists on a tight budget, that is going to really put them off visiting those areas. In saying that, I think it is a good decision by these groups to proactively try and extract some wealth from their land. It's a resource that Native Title has given and allowed Indigenous people that more proactive way of creating wealth.
And so do you think that this is going to have any effect on the relationship between the Indigenous community and the tourism industry?
I think actually this can be used as a positive opportunity. The way it could be leveraged, in my view, is that tour operators and Indigenous people can combine their resources and create a more well-rounded package. So tour operators bring tourists to these areas. They create a market then for Indigenous people to provide cultural experiences such as four-wheel drive tours of country, traditional food experiences, for example. So if these two groups can actually link up and perhaps negotiate that fee, I think it can actually be a good opportunity for them.
And so you mentioned before there's other parks around Australia, such as Kosciuszko, that do charge. I know the Lane Cove National Park in Sydney charges. This is not a new phenomenon, but do you think that perhaps we will see more and more parks and sites charging for entry?
I think in terms of Indigenous land, there is a lot of upkeep costs and people worried about particularly the impact of tourists on that land, leaving rubbish, damaging sites. So in terms of protecting those landscapes, I think it is necessary to have a small fee, but perhaps not the size that is currently being discussed.
And just before I do let you go, Charlie, do you think that this is the best way forward for these two communities, or do you think that perhaps there would be another way around this fee for entry?
Look, I think you need to keep the incentive there for people to visit the region. So keep the fee small, but make people interested in coming by having those cultural activities that the tour ships can stop off at a port and tourists get off. They'll be presented with a number of opportunities to go out and experience Indigenous culture, and that will create business opportunities and employment opportunities for Indigenous people. So the money will be coming in, but just not in the form of a straight-up fee.